But we will start because we have three clauses to focus upon. And then we will take another short break with Q&A and comments. So we'll cover the three clauses, which are as follows: heritage, status, and access. I'm very happy that we are going to be joined by, again, speakers, experts, practitioners, philosophers, deep thinkers about these subjects, and I will make the introductions now. So for heritage, I will cross back to this button. Yep, good. And I will read a brief introduction to this topic. The musical heritage of humanity should be conveyed to future generations in all its diversity and completeness. For this topic, I'm very happy to welcome Marina Mahler to the floor via technology. We had the chance earlier today to view her video, Songs of the Earth, which featured a conductor, and he will also be joining us via conference call from Paris. But first for Marina Mahler, granddaughter of Gustav Mahler and Alma Mahler, and daughter of sculptor Anna Mahler and conductor Anatole Fistulari. In 2004, together with Ernest Fleischmann, executive director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Bamberger Symphonica in Germany, Marina Mahler created and launched the Mahler Conducting Competition, with prize winners including Gustavo Dudamel and many others. Among other notable prize winners is Oksana Liniev, founder of the Ukrainian Youth Orchestra. In 2010, Marina founded in Spoleto, Italy, the Anna Mahler Society, which in turn gave birth to the parallel Mahler-Lewitt Studios International Artist Residencies. In the US in 2014, Marina founded the Mahler Foundation with the intent to harness the transformative power of art, to take Mahler beyond cultural and geographic venues and borders by fostering emerging talent, encouraging community, reflecting the universal idea that art can create light, hope, and positive action. Marina, in her concern about the degradation of nature and the social pact between peoples, has created the concept, the Song of the Earth, Songs of the Earth, to sound a far-reaching call to action. This concept began in 1992, working together with Jill Siegel and thinking together with John Weisbrot. In December 2021, Marina received the Freedom of the City Medal from the city of Marseille in France, and today she is joining us from Monaco. Marina, I say a great welcome, and I pass the floor to you now to talk to our conference today here in Geneva. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to say, first of all,